you just prepare like you're the starter, just because that's the best thing for me and that's the best thing for the team.
Has Mike given you any indication which way he's leaning?
No, we haven't heard anything yet. So, you know, just prepare like you're the starter. And, one way or another, that's going to be a good thing. You know, you'll feel prepared going into the game, whether you're starting or not.
So from a highlight play in the first quarter to being benched in the third, what was yesterday like?
It's a roller coaster game, roller coaster season. But, you know, just move forward one day at a time. Put that behind you. You learn from it, certainly, but, you know, it's definitely helpful. If you learn from it, it can end up being a positive. So it's good learning, and forward to moving on.
So what did you learn from it?
I think bits and pieces from each game. I think it starts with the turnovers, and also just moving the chains and rhythm, and even just, you know, learn the offense still. I mean, just certain things on certain plays that, you know, might be basics for someone that's been here for a while, but for me it's not yet. But so a lot of different things, and just stay the course and just keep pressing to get better.
Scott, was there any part of yesterday, was there any part of yesterday that you were so conscious to not turn the ball over that maybe you played it a little too safe and weren't able to get the offense moving? Did that play any part possibly?
Maybe it was something that I had a focus on going into the game, but I wouldn't say it hindered myself or offense at any point. I thought this simply put, we didn't, you know, get enough first downs and move the ball and score. And you know, Matt came in and you know, did a great job, got our offense rolling, and when we needed it, you know, quite frankly, within the game and within our season, we desperately needed it, and he answered the call, and we're lucky to, you're not shooting for a tie, but you know, still a positive though.
After that touchdown drive, can you put your finger on why you weren't able to generate more offense again after that?
A lot of different things. Certain cases, it was, you know, not getting enough yards in the first down, and then other times just, you know, not getting the first down on third down, whether it was, you know, there was a sack on one, a couple incompletions, you know, a batted ball here or there. So a lot of different things, and, you know, you watch the film, and that's kind of the story, was there's a lot of different things, and, you know, a lot that I can get better at, and that's what I'm hoping to do.
And Scott, just being a guy who prides himself on accuracy, what kind of happened there?
Yeah, it was super disappointing. I mean, I always felt like I'm an accurate quarterback, and I don't know what the final stat line was, but I know it wasn't 50%, and that's bad. I'm not going to try to sugarcoat it. So, but learn from it, like I said, and just keep pressing to get better.
What's your comfort level in the no huddle? You know, not necessarily in a 2-minute situation, but in the, you know, middle of a quarter.
Yeah, I'm good with it. I think it's a great tempo changer. Get our offense momentum and get the defense on their heels.